give us a chance to still perform on a bigger stage.
And what were some of the big challenges about performing on a stage like this?
Yeah, some of the challenges were actually quite a few. The Korean athletes from Korea, they were training every week, and then the American athletes were training here every week. So the challenge would be, how do we meet up on Zoom to discuss the strategy, the routine? How do we, try to study the movements from one country to another? And then the other struggle we had was when we were actually training together in Southern California, the Korean team had to quarantine for 10 days when they arrived. And then once they were done quarantining, then we got to train. And even then, we only got to train about 3 to 4 days at most. And then the show was literally right after. So with very little training time in person, it was the first time we actually met each other in person.
That's incredible. And the taekwondo.
Sorry, I couldn't hear. Sorry, you were breaking in and out. Can you repeat that again?
Saying it combined all so many different techniques with taekwondo and a little bit of everything. How did you get into all that? How did you start training for this? You personally?
Oh yeah, so right. So all the athletes on the team have been doing taekwondo for so long. Taekwondo is a traditional martial art, so everyone learned the basic foundation of punching, kicking, stances, self-defense, and they learned the five tenets of taekwondo. But then as the sport began to evolve to a more dynamic, impactful martial arts, our coaches had us learn more acrobatics. They had us learn more techniques that required a lot of jumping. So I think eventually as the sport evolved, we start to incorporate training regimens such as gymnastic training, or we do a lot of weight training, or we do a lot of plyometric. And combine that with the traditional martial arts, what you saw on the audition was the result of that.
I was really impressed with all that. I was just like completely.
Sorry, Sandy, it's really hard. I think we were breaking off again.
Okay, I was just saying how excited I was that you got the golden buzzer and got the golden buzzer.
Thank you for that. We were definitely excited as well. In fact, it was interesting because when Terry Crews walked out of the stage before the voting started, I think everybody was confused. We weren't sure what was happening. We were hopeful inside that something good was going to happen, but because we're humbled athletes, we didn't expect the golden buzzer. And then when he hit that button, I think all of the hard work, all of the adversities that the team has overcome since the cancellation of the Olympics performance, it all just kind of got let go on stage, and then we were so happy. We saw each other crying, we saw each other laughing, there was a lot of hugging, but definitely the joy came from just everything just came into the right place at the right time, and that was all thanks to Terry Crews.
He definitely did the right thing by giving you that goal. I was thrilled for you. And how could you top that performance? That's what I want to know. How are you going to top this?
Definitely. When our head coach designed this routine for this round, there was a lot of techniques and a lot of other routine that we have saved up for the next few rounds everywhere to make it through. So to top this, we want to understand what the audience are liking, what they're feeling, and we try to look at the feedbacks and comments from around the world to see what was their best scene. Based on that, the head coach and our team choreographer would try to understand how can we take this traditional martial art, combine it with the modern culture of how this sport has evolved, understanding what the audience liked, understand what the judges were giving us via feedback. And then kind of combining all of that, and in the next round, we're going to top it off by just giving a more impactful, more dynamic performance.
And I can't wait.
Sorry, Sandy, can you repeat that one more time? I couldn't get anything on your end.
I was just saying how incredible I think it's going to be that your next.
Hello, Sammy, are you still there?
Can you hear me?
It's really hard. Let me try to call back in, or maybe you can try to call back in too. I can barely hear you. So sorry about that.
Okay, there we go. Can you hear me now?
Oh, yes, much better.
Okay, yeah, I was just saying, how excited I am about this and how I can't wait to see what happens next.
Oh, yes, for sure. We're all excited as well. The one thing I can share is that this sport has a lot to offer, and we want to show that to everybody on the big stage. So it's not just about the fighting, like Terry Crews said. We want to kind of showcase what Taekwondo can do, and in order to do that on the big stage, we want to make sure that we bring our A game every time we step onto the stage in front of the four judges.
Nice. And are you planning to ever go to the Olympics again, or are you just going to stick with competing on shows like this?
Yeah, the World Taekwondo Demo Team has actually been performing throughout the world for as long as I can remember. And AGT is just one of the journey that we have taken on. But the plan is to continue performing at the Olympics in the future. If the pandemic kind of becomes more stable and we're allowed to enter to perform. But other than that, we don't have any plans to stop performing on any of the biggest stages, whether it's AGT, whether it's the Olympics, or even at any sporting event. The goal is to spread Taekwondo through the world as much as we can.
And one thing I like to ask people I interview is tell me a fun fact about yourself.
Sure. So, fun fact, I'm one of the American athletes on this team, and I actually have a full-time job. I am a senior technical program manager for Apple. So my day consists of working for the high-tech company in the morning to evening, and then right after I finish work, I put on my uniform, I begin training. And that's kind of the other side that most people don't see, understand. They assume that we're full-time athletes or all we do is train, but everyone on the team has their own personal lives. They're either students, they're either in school, college, master's program, working for companies, and then they would train after all of that to prepare for a big show like this. So that's something I think that's interesting that people don't really understand or see about us.
And since you're also a TV site, what are you watching these days?
Good question. So lately we've been watching a lot of AGT just because we're in this season. So besides AGT, I think a lot of the team members watch a lot of Netflix. They watch Modern Family as well. A lot of them like watching Friends, especially our team is from Korea. They love watching Friends. They think it's a good way for them to learn English, but also learn the pop culture within America. But for the rest of us here, we love to watch Modern Family and just a lot of Netflix.
Nice. And where can we follow you on social media?
Yes, you can follow us on worldtaekwondo.pr for Instagram. And on Facebook and YouTube, if you search up World Taekwondo Demo Team, you can find us there as well.
Beautiful. Well, thank you for taking the time today. I appreciate you, and I can't wait to see you evolve on the show.
Yes, thank you so much, Sammy. And we'll definitely bring our A game in the next round.
All right, good luck.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Thanks, bye.